God has showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean. There are beast nations out there, and if you look in the book of Daniel and Revelation, you'll find that there's a beast called a lion, which represented Babylon. There's a leopard representing Greece. There's a bear representing Medo-Persia. And then there's this nameless iron beast with big clodhopper feet that tramples everything down, and that represents Rome. But all of them are beast nations. So here's this representative of Rome, which is the beast power in Peter's day, Caesarea, which is named after Caesar, and Cornelius, who is a part of the military, who comes and gets Peter and brings him on up there, representing Rome, and the knee of Rome bowing before him. The revelation is, God has shown me that I should not call any man common or unclean. Specifically in this case, the Roman Empire, those big bad Romans who have captivated us and made us all in bondage and are our enemies. Okay? I mean, in the sense, back then they were always having uprisings. There were always these messiahs popping up saying, follow me and I'll deliver you from those Romans. And they all got crucified on the yonder hills. Cornelius comes. God has finally gotten through to Peter here that he should not call any man common or unclean. That God is cleansing the nations. He's cleansing all nations, and he's showing that to not keep company with them is a tradition of men. It is not the law of God. This vision appeared three times, and I believe that this represents the three feast days. Because at the feast of Passover, the strangers could come in and keep Passover so long as they were circumcised, all the men, and they could participate in Passover. But if they were not circumcised, that is, if they were not following God, they could not participate in Passover. What does that mean? It means that all nations may participate in justification by faith in the blood of the Lamb. They have to do it God's way, but nonetheless, everybody gets justification on an equal basis. In the Old Testament, it was symbolized by physical circumcision. In the New Testament, it is a circumcision of the heart and of the ears. Cornelius was one such person, and he was eligible. Pentecost, then, we see coming upon the Samaritans and also among these Romans. The principle is laid down for all nations. Pentecost could be participated by or could come upon all nations. And of course, tabernacles as well. We read in Zechariah that all the nations are going to have to keep the Feast of Tabernacles or they won't get any rain, quote unquote. It will be a requirement that all nations send representatives, perhaps to a location, I don't know. But in one way or the other, they will have to experience the Feast of Tabernacles.